Welcome back. And we were talking about when the shot was fired. My wife was standing outside with my driver as I was coming out the front door. One of the things that, if there's anything in the world that any of you who are married, you understand this, any of you with families, it is one thing when they take you on. It is quite another when they threaten your family, your loved ones. It is the intrusion, the violation, and the cowardliness of it that is just infuriating. But I got to say, because I did not say this, and by the way, you can check this out. Go to our site, LouDobbs.com. Go to Newsbusters. Go to Newsbusters.org. They have a good account. Fox News on their home webpage, FoxNews.com. Breitbart. Anyway, a number of groups and news organizations. But I got to say, it is just such an infuriating experience. But I got to tell you, my wife, she is so tough and so strong. She is a model for women, I'm telling you, everywhere. I'm awful proud of her. And I'm really, really pulling for the investigators to get this thing resolved and to find the guilty party or parties. The investigation's been going on now for some time. They have now been running the forensics. I can't talk about the investigation itself, but I'll tell you this, the New Jersey State Patrol doing an outstanding job, just a terrific law enforcement organization, the New Jersey State Patrol. I want to say to Howard Vincent, the folks Time Warner Security, CNN Security, Lou Palumbo and Elite Security and all of the people who've been covering my back and my front sides, everything else. I just do a great group of people, and I just want to say thank you so much for all you've done. We will be talking about this. As developments unfold, I'm just simply, as you can tell, I'm still furious. And these hate groups that have been driving this, La Raza, these fringe groups that people don't even know about, and the Hispanic activist, illegal immigrant Hispanic activist groups. It's crazy, because what they do is they have managed to create in this country an equation between Hispanics and illegal immigration. And they attack me through these propaganda attacks, knowing full well that they're lying, that they're hateful lies, and distort everything they would pay attention to everything I said, that'd be good. But they distort just minutiae and leave aside and bury the truth of what I'm saying, the facts that I've used. And the national media is afraid to deal with this reality and these facts and what these organizations have become. And all I can say is shame on them. Shame on them, and all who put up with this nonsense. It's just infuriating.